Listen, sometimes you gotta stand against the grain and say what's really the truth. Some people ain't gonna like it, some people gonna run from it. But you know what? We gotta be honest. And sometimes when you can't be honest, you need to be fucking real. This is We Can't Be Honest, Let's Be Fucking Real podcast. All right. Well, welcome back to another episode. If we can't be honest, let's be fucking real podcast. Again, it's your boy Big A, and introducing, got some special guests with us. Let them introduce themselves. Go ahead.
Special guest.
I'm Savage.
Okay.
I'm Mrs. Youngblood. All
right. And Harry. All right. Well, welcome everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Well, just wanted to get everybody back again for another episode. How y'all been doing? How's y'all week been?
It's been great.
Yeah, it's been real good. Yeah. Real good.
Evan's still alive, so it's been a great week.
I'm praying for you. Well, all right. This topic of this episode, I don't know, somebody might end up catching a frying pan after this, but hopefully that's not the case. This episode is inspired from Tracy Morgan and his current situation. Episode is it cheaper to keep her or fuck it, prenup? So,
fuck it, prenup.
Well, this reason why this episode, because we was talking about the whole Tracy Morgan situation about after him and his wife of 5 years of being married, and, you know, he was in that bad accident a few years back and got like a $90 million settlement. She now saying after 5 years of marriage, she wants half of that. Now, before I get started, I want to know, since everybody's married in the building, what y'all take is on that? What y'all feel? Does she deserve half? You got to think about $90 million split down the middle is $45 million. And they only been together for 5 years.
The nominee. Oh, she a trifling friendly. Hell no. I'm sorry. She a gold digger. 5 years? 5 years?
I'm just saying. 5 years, and you got to, again, account for it. He had a life and death situation, because I know somebody, I think he was close, who did die in that wreck. But, yeah, she won't have.
Half.
What did she do in the 5 years to receive $45 million? You were only married for 5 years. You still don't even know your spouse.
Hey, I'm just... Listen, it's some women that might feel, you know, she cooked, she cleaned, she fucked them, sucked dick, played with some balls. She probably did all of that, but she's saying she deserved hell.
Okay, well, I'm sure she did that in prior relationships.
And they didn't have
90 million. Why does she feel like she has to get 45? I don't agree.
Okay.
Well, that's just me. She don't need nothing. I mean, he can throw her $100,000 or something. That's just me.
Okay, well, why do you feel like that? So, question, you say she don't deserve it.
Not $45 million for 5 years.
Okay.
It's supposed to be wealth that you build together. That's what gets separated.
Okay.
Good point.
What did he say?
He said it's supposed to be wealth that you guys built together that's supposed to be separated. Okay, so I'm going to be the oddball in the room because I don't agree with y'all. I feel like... Oh, Jasmine, I thought she was going to agree with me. I really did, but you did not. Okay, so I feel like we put up with a lot of stuff from y'all, and I know y'all put up with stuff from us too.
We definitely do.
But us women put up with so much more than what y'all put up with. And we don't know what she went through those 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, she had to stay with him while he was going through his recovery. She had to nurse him back to health, love him, all of those things. That might have been worth $45 million. And you got to remember, though, $45 million to them is not $45 million to us. It's different.
I get that.
Where did she come from?
And again, the fact is, she married Tracy Morgan before. You know, he's been Tracy Morgan. He's been an actor, comedian. So she knew he got money already. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I agree with you. Now, the recovery, being there, nursing, that's a part of being a wife and being married. Now, I say she deserved maybe about $10 million walking away from the marriage, maybe $2 million per year for the 5 years, but not no fucking $45 million. Like, you talking about eight meals over each year? And even then, I don't think so. I don't think so, Ms. Youngblood. Like, I agree she gets something, but not no $45 million.
I agree in that statement. I agree that she should be given something, but not half. She's not. She didn't do anything that's worth half. I don't care how much stuff she had to deal with within that 5 years to receive half of what they did not build together. Just because she dealt with stuff, but he had to deal with stuff with her as well. We talk about just the woman side of what she has to deal with. He has to deal with stuff with her as well. So that kind of counterbalances that whole, we just got to deal with stuff. What does she earn? What does she build? What if they grow together? 10 mil, 15 mil. Yeah. 45? Was she rich before? Like, was she rich before they got married? Or she got wealthy because of the marriage?
I feel like this because, like I said, in the rare circumstances like Jeff Bezos' situation where he had to break off $35 billion, but his wife literally helped him. She got in the mud and helped him build. Now, I can agree with that because she contributed to the fortune that was built upon. But if she just lost her little pretty little ass in the situation and he was already a billionaire, not half. Yeah. Not half. All
right. Go ahead. Okay, Ms. Youngblood. Now, the reason why I say that I don't agree with that she should get half, I'm going to be a little open on our marriage. Evan has dealt with a lot, but we're going on 3 years. In the 3 years, we've been married, and I've dealt with a lot when it comes to him. And unless you build with that person. Now, me and Evan were building, so if, God forbid, we were to split up, most of the children coming with me. He only has one. So, you know, you take with you what you brought in unless you've built some stuff together. So that's it.
Okay, and I definitely see everybody's points. But Jasmine, to go off of something you said he had to deal with, you know, the emotional aspects, being there for you, holding you, all of those things. What if Tracy Morgan didn't do those things for his wife? What if his wife has been starving for attention the entire time and he just neglected her? And now she wants out because she can't take that anymore. Should she not, you know what I'm saying? She didn't ask for half of all of his stuff. She asked for half of that settlement. We don't even know his net worth. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could be worth billions, trillions of dollars, and all she wants is $45 million. You know what I'm saying? And then building is different depending on who you look at, because some people feel building is financial. You know what I'm saying? If you come in with a job that's, you know what I'm saying, helping us build and do this, this, and that. But building is also coming in and helping you with stuff that you otherwise would not have done yourself. Not that you couldn't have, but just, you know what I'm saying, you didn't have to because somebody else came in and helped you with that.
Yeah, true.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, I just feel like, again, I can understand being neglected and, you know, again, we don't know what's going on their personal side, but
yeah,
even then, $45 million is a neglect fee. So you trying to charge a nigga a neglect fee?
Listen, if I get neglected in my marriage, I'm for sure charging a neglect fee. Do you know how bad that hurts for you to reach out for somebody else and they just leave you hanging? And when you're married, oh my gosh, when you're married, you cannot go to someone else. If you need something else, that's who you go to. Right there. Yep. And if they decide that they don't want to give it to you, you SOL, unless you cheat or go do something, you know what I'm saying, outside the confines of your marriage. But most people don't want to do that. So as a woman, my dude neglect me and I'm getting divorced. You right. Yep, I sure am charging that neglect fee. And I'm telling my lawyer off rip. Excuse me. Make sure you put that in the paperwork. Yep.
You know.
Just so you know.
Okay, Ms. Youngblood, I agree with you there because I would hurt him. And with him, if we were to get a divorce, it wouldn't even be just the money. I would want the child. Look, that's where it would hurt him. Because I get the child, I'm definitely getting money coming into my household.
Mm-hmm.
bullshit.
I'm just saying, you right to that, baby. But think on that matter. But I ain't leaving this man. He can't leave me. He had to jump off the cliff to leave me.
Let's be real. Let's be real. Listening to the women's side and it's very understandable. But it seems like it's like, okay, let's hit him where it hurts. When you're in a divorce, let's hit him where it hurts.
And let's be honest, anytime it's a divorce settlement, the dude always get fucked the hardest.
Fucked hard.
Because if you go back and
listen. What you think you did to us during the marriage?
That was for play.
We got hit the hardest.
Because you wanted that.
That's not my father in the marriage.
We're still talking about a big what if.
On their part, on Tracy and Morgan.
I'm just saying in general, if you get a chance, go Google Harrison Ford. And Harrison Ford is divorced from the early like 80s, late 80s and 90s. Go back and do that. Because I remember watching on VH1 the world's expensive divorces. Don't you know a judge back then awarded his ex-wife past, present, and future earnings of anything that man did in a divorce settlement? I'm talking about the Star Wars, the Indiana Joneses, the all the movies he did. Think about when TNT do a marathon of Harrison Ford, how many movies he had. And a judge said, he getting past, present, and future earnings. Now, it's one thing to give a woman some money or give, you know, y'all part ways and you give her, you know, her what you feel she deserves or what you feel she may have worked for her.
What she deserves. Oh, we're going to dig into that.
Because just like you saying, how much you feel you deserve. Because it swings both ways. Right. You feel you worth $45 million, I might feel you might be 20. You might deserve 20 out of the marriage. Or maybe 10. But to somebody say, as a man, you finna lose all your sack, your past, present, and future. Somebody ass getting clipped. Somebody got to get clipped on that alone. Judge, now the wife, she might not get clipped because then that's gonna make it look obvious. But somebody gotta get clipped.
Justice, BJ, I'm just gonna say BJ, and we're gonna stop right there. BJ.
Hey, but in real retrospect, I just feel like in that case, it's cheaper to keep her, just talk to her, get some counseling, whatever the fuck you need to do. Because $45 million,
I'm talking about probably done.
Okay, if they
you gonna turn it into a woman like
ooh, but $45 million. I'm like $45 million. That's a lot of fucking money. That's a lot of fucking money for you to say. And then this is just what she asking for. It ain't what the judge, because the judge could say, okay, she deserved a full $90 million. And if that was the case, somebody definitely got to get killed. Somebody got to get knocked out.
Hey, cheaper to keep her, and you trying to talk to her? Hey, it might turn into the Kardashian dad, because you know the sanity of a man and a woman starts to deplete in a marriage that's not healthy.
Oh yeah,
sanity starts to go.
I'm gonna be honest. I would never subscribe any dude to marry one of them, because with the exception of the oldest sister, everybody else seemed like they fucking crazy. Like, think about every black dude or dude that had been with them that either then fell off the boat. Look at Lamar Owen. He went to a fucking crack binge and almost died at a brothel dealing with COVID. I don't even know what, I can't even imagine what Kanye going through. Just the shit that he be doing.
So... y'all can see the rationalism of these men and the way that these women are driving them crazy, but y'all don't see the rationalism of this Tracy Morgan situation, you know what I'm saying, where she might have been driven crazy. Like, we don't know what her emotional stability is, you know what I'm saying? Like, that could be worth $45 million, and you can never get 5 years back. Never. You can always make more money, though.
You can't get 5 years back, but you can't get your fucking sanity back with $45 million neither.
You can buy pills to get your sanity back. Yes, you can. You can buy something.
You can buy something, but you're not gonna get your sanity back. Yeah. Your sanity gone. That sanity, that 5 years, the 5 years has gone, the 5 years is gone.
And I'm just saying, anybody who's got that kind of money gonna make them go insane.
I do what
and she's gonna profit off of his accident.
So like
he profited off of her work.
See, the thing is, I agree with you about the sentiment about women and how they are feeling and things of that nature. But that has been, me and my wife have talked plenty of times about the back and forth in a marriage. Women always want you to see what they're suffering with. Men suffer and rarely speak about their suffering. So the woman is more vocal about her suffering. The man barely speak. And when the time comes and everything blows up, we or the world really tries to pay attention to the woman. We as men understand the other man, and we're wondering what he has not said, because we suffer in silence most times. Women are very vocal. So yeah, he might know what he's done to make her want to divorce him. Like, he knows of it. They've been going through it 5 years. But both sides usually drive each other equally crazy. The thing is, the guy just doesn't say it as much. So are you worth $45 million because you have driven a part of my sanity? You have taken away some of my sanity for the woman side? No, because you've driven me crazy too.
Am I worth $45 million?
That's why I say $20 million.
They already told us we not.
$20 million is fair. $10 to $15 to $20 million at the max is fair, in my opinion. Anything
for 5 years?
For 5 years.
Yeah, think about $20 million, that's $5 million per year. That's a fair fucking settlement versus almost 10.
I mean, if you didn't have...
I ain't never handled no money that much, so I don't know.
I'm going to say, if she never had, prior to the marriage, I say it like this. Prior to the marriage, whatever her net worth was, you look at that. And if she only had... If she, her net worth was, she made $100,000. She was making $100,000 on a regular basis. After 5 years of marriage, and if you wanted to give money, not even from that $90 million, if you wanted to give, what, maybe 10 times her $100,000, you give her $10 million. It would have took her 10 years to make $1 million. Just think about how, if she made $100,000 before the marriage, it would have taken her 10 years to make $1 million. If he gave her $10 million, she is way ahead of her time and her. If he gave her $20 million. Been, she is great. She's good for what her life was prior to the marriage. That marriage, they went through stuff. Things happen, good and bad, because the marriage, I doubt it, the whole thing was bad. But good and bad happened. She is being given money that is not hers. She did not work for it. She did not earn it.
She didn't almost die for it.
She didn't almost die for it. She's just being given the money from him. So here you go. If he gives 10, if 20, that's more than what you would have made if you stayed on your track prior to the marriage. That's just how I feel personally. You still come off so much ahead than what you started off with. You're so much better than what. And you got 20. Now your network is about 20 million plus whatever. The divorce is going to have national news. So it's going to be a negative publicity and positive publicity. You get 20 million, you can remarry. If you're that type of person who just wants to have peace in your life and you think that man was not the man for you, you can remarry. You can remarry and you have more than the man. You can marry a man that still has a lot of money. If that's her target or her goal. She got 20 million plus she can come into a marriage with 20 million with a rich guy. If that's her choice, she still has the rest of her life to go and do whatever she wants. Take 20 million, go on about your life. After 45, what's wrong with you?
I think okay. A contract or a clause should be put in that money too.
Don't come and mess around my
shit. No, not that. It's just with that much money, don't talk about the situation. Don't talk about the marriage to nobody. I think a clause should be put into that.
I feel like I want to say men, but Jasmine, you agree with them, so I got to say y'all. I feel like y'all are holding a lot of weight with the finances because it is a big number. But y'all are looking at it with, you know what I'm saying, the same eyes of a female who, you know what I'm saying, like, let's say this woman was broke when she got with him, you know what I'm saying, but she had her own place, she had her own stuff, you know what I'm saying, she had her mental stability. And then she gets with him and he don't pay her no attention, he dogs her out, he don't make her feel special, nothing. So she's leaving this marriage worse, you know what I'm saying, mentally, than what she came into this marriage. That's worth something.
45 million.
Again, it's worth something. $45 million. Like, okay. Okay, let's flip, let's reverse it. Woman, she had a shit ton of money. Dude came in, he ain't got a pot of piss in. But he love her, and then they break up. You honestly gonna say, if he went through the same mental distress, or if she treated him like shit, or she was cheating on him, doing all this kind of weird, crazy shit, and he sued her for $45 million, can you honestly say in the same breath that he should get that money for...
I'm going to just speak for me. You know what I'm saying? When I finish my degree, I will be making more money than my husband. If we get divorced, I've already decided I'm still going to take care of him because I honestly love this man. Not for, you know what I'm saying, anything that he brought into this or none of that other stuff. I feel like he put up with a lot of shit from me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't come into this as a whole person, and he stuck by me while I grew into a whole person. So if we don't make it, yes, I'm still taking care of him. I sure am. Not still, because I take care of him now, but
come
I will.
Come on, sis. Come on, sis.
I like that.
Yes.
I like that response.
Yes.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. But if he asked for $45 million,
where he going to get it?
That's the motherfucking answer I want to know. And I want 45 jams, and I want 40. I took enough of your shit.
I tell you what. I tell you what. If he keep the two-year-old, he can have that $45 million. Sure can. But she gotta go with him. Yep,
he gonna take that too.
Come on, baby.
Hey, but yeah. And your statement about, like, if she was broke, she didn't have much to her name, but she was better for herself as a person prior to it in the marriage. He didn't neglect her, didn't spend time with her, stuff like that. We are talking about it in the context of a marriage, but prior to, we can just ask any woman, how many times have you all went and was a better person before a relationship, got into a relationship, became worse off, not married, and you just try to deal with your life? Like, after that 2 years, that 1 year, that 2 year, that 3 years in that relationship, you break up, and the only thing you really want is just peace and be away from the man. Be away from him. He's not good for you. You finally realized it. You want to go forward with your life.
I got my revenge after every relationship. I'm not going to sit here and lie with you. You ain't going to give me 45 million, but something going to happen to you.
So.
But don't go nowhere. She already told you. Don't go nowhere.
Off a cliff. That's the only way.
We can start danger.
I already know I'm going to die. So, you know, I'm okay with it. I signed those paperworks.
Well, just know if something happened to Evan, I got a video recording said you did.
I don't care.
She don't care.
No. Nope.
A life insurance policy is high on me.
Don't be like that, Jam. Don't be like them girls.
He got a life insurance policy on me, too. Don't sit here and make it just about you.
I paid for all of us to have life insurance.
It sounds like she letting you know you worth more. Dead
and
alive,
motherfucker. But yeah, like, for real, a lot of times after a relationship, most people try to move on, and they're just trying to move on with their lives. They're not trying to take anything from them. Yeah, you want to cause them some form of pain, some type of hurt if it was a very bad breakup, a very bad relationship, a very bad breakup. But a lot of times there have been countless relationships that has happened prior to that. You went in better. In the midst, things went bad. You let that relationship become you, and you come out worse.
Well, this is a marriage we're talking about.
We are talking about a marriage.
But I get what he's saying, though.
The only difference now is the paperwork is signed, where now you can take something from me.
Yeah.
You can actually take something legally. Yeah. You can take something from me. But outside of that, every other time you did it in your life.
I got a question. What's who up? Wants to marry Tracy Morgan, though? No, no, no. Wait a minute. I'm just saying, like, he's a funny dude. I'm just saying, what were her intentions? Like, did they know each other for a long time? Was she a friend from back in the day? Somewhere she's a hair designer or something. I'm just wondering,
she might have been just some woman he met or something like that, but shit, I don't know. But I'm just saying, as a funny nigga like Trace Moore, I ain't at his level of funny. You funny dudes can pull beautiful women like
they that. Really can. They really can, because a funny dude, listen.
Damn. Funny like that, you just could pull something like shit. You gotta be like that.
I'm not funny.
Well, I must be ugly because you're not funny. What you trying to say?
But I'm not funny.
Though. No, we done.
Evan's an intellectual.
What happened?
Thank you.
And I want to be on that side. I don't know what happened.
You said you love me because of my brain. That's the thing.
One of the reasons. Dang.
Well, I don't think she's gonna say the other one because we recording the show, but. Anywho, well, we're gonna move on to the next topic because I don't want nobody getting everybody throwing shit afterwards. Like, I can't believe you said that shit. I don't need nobody blowing up my phone, like, man, I ain't gonna be able to do the podcast no more.
Text you right now.
All right, well, we can at least say on the consensus, we some feel that she deserves some money, she deserves something. And some of us feel like she deserved a whole pot. So,
one of us, just me.
Hey, I wasn't trying to single you out, Jasmine. I wasn't trying to single you out. Hey, that's just the thing. It is what it is. I just say it's cheaper to keep her, though. Fuck it. And get a prenup.
She don't seem like she want to be kept.
That's where the prenup come in.
He didn't seem like he want to keep her.
Right.
Well, that's what I said. Prenup first, and then try to keep it. And if she don't want to get kept, then what? That prenup come in and cover your ass. That's all I'm saying.
Prenup.
Evan said
you don't make enough for a prenup.
Here's a limit for the
prenup. He definitely is a limit for the prenup.
I put a prenup. I'd be petty. You can't take this bed set or this couch that I bought. I'm taking my TV too, and I'm taking all my subscriptions. Fuck it.
Hulu, Netflix, all of it.
You're getting cut off. Nice. You can have a prenup for whatever you need to have a prenup for.
You can right now. Whoa, did y'all hear about the 80-year-old or 90-year-old getting married and they wrote out a prenup and it's 30 pages long?
What kind of constitutional shit they have?
Yes. This was a few weeks back. I think they were 91 years old, both of them.
He
wanted to write a prenup, but he only wanted it to be one page long. Well, with her, it ended up being 30 pages long. So apparently he has some things he's trying to protect. And they probably got some great grandchildren. They got some stuff to give to. So that's 30 pages long.
Man,
that just sounds like some woman shit. Just some soup.
I mean, but you gotta account for everything, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I pay $20 for these pillowcases, I want my pillowcases. You know what I'm saying? When you leave, you can't take my pillowcases. My decorative pillows. You better not touch those. Mine.
Hey, I'm just gonna. I'm petty. I like take your little funky little pillowcase.
I'm just gonna start paying all the bills and just leave. You take everything that we built together, and I'm gonna take the rest of my cash and go somewhere else.
Nah,
keep paying for it.
Look, I already got three chairs. You're gonna have to take one.
Listen, and it better be that little one.
I'll take the little one. That's mine.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's mine.
Wow, cold. Like, you're the youngest one out of here.
Come on, little me. Okay. Come on, little me.
Y'all crazy. Y'all gonna throw away the youngest. You know, when that baby get grown enough, he gonna listen to this shit. And they gonna be like this. Also, you was gonna just throw me away, huh, mama?
No, trust and believe. Anything that come out of me, that grew in me 9 months, coming with me. Best believe it. You can keep all your money. I'm taking your last name and your child. Best believe.
Oh, yes.
You keeping the last name?
I'm for sure keeping that last name. Yes,
thank
I am.
You. Yes. Thank you.
Change that shit. I don't believe it. I'll look. Not unless you like Tina Turner shit. You gotta change your name back to your maiden name because you sing. Out here in these
well, no Augustus.
A male don't have a choice in that.
I'm putting that
in the prenup.
Women can keep their name if they want.
I'm putting that in the prenup. Change your name back to your main name. I don't need no problem.
That's what we should have added
you
in the prenup.
Talking about killing me.
When we get divorced, I get to keep this name.
Yeah, when we get a divorce, we get a prenup.
No.
Don't hear me. I hope someone caught that few seconds. That few seconds when I said, I hope someone caught.
You so mean to me.
We're gonna have to go back and rewind it. I ain't hear what you said, but I'm gonna go back and listen.
Well,
to
I'm gonna say it. So, like I said, I brought three children into the marriage. Well, unfortunately, each child has their own last name. Now, not because I got three baby daddies. That's not the case. Some people signed the birth certificate, some people didn't. Look, that's just how it works sometimes in life. Okay. Shut your mouth.
Hey, you make the most out of the life. But shit, ain't nothing wrong with it. But ain't nobody getting divorced on this thing, hopefully.
Oh no, not at all. Nobody. I love him too much.
I want everybody to stay together. Black woman. <beautiful. laughs>
Hey,
you can only do girl shit with the one you love. Just go lick the side of her face and just let her know it's real. Oh, y'all, it's crazy. Well, let's get into some more serious shit. Okay. So Biden has picked his running mate for the election, Kamala Harris. Well, I don't know. I really ain't a fan of Biden, but this one of these elections. It's like, you damned if you do, you damned if you don't. It's just a shitty choice on both sides. Now, Trump, we know he ain't for us. That's pretty dry and clear. Like, you're a fucking fool if you think he for you at this point. Biden, I don't like how he doing all that, you know, shucking and jiving, trying to appeal to us. And then he done made some comments that I just like, what the fuck he mean that you ain't black if you don't vote for? What the fuck are you talking about? And then the whole thing with Kamala Harris is that the fact her track record of when she was an attorney, prosecutor, how she just pretty much, I understand if you commit crimes and certain crimes, your ass just need to go to jail for. But when you locking people up over weed charges and people getting 10, 15 plus years for weed and shit, it's like, come on, bro. Like, you can't just smack a person on the wrist and say don't do that shit no more. I can see a person got like a ton of weed or some shit, but weed, you know, just that kind of shit, the hell having a track record like that is like, I don't think she a good choice neither, though. And don't get me wrong, it is a good thing for, you know, to see a black woman in a position of, you know, something historical, but it's like, yeah, I kind of wish it was maybe a different black woman. But again, that's just my opinion about this shit. I really like, I'm a vote because I need to vote, and you know, you just need to do that shit. I ain't finna just be like, nah, fucking, I ain't voting for nobody.
They got an other box.
I wish they.
Yeah, they should have an independent. Somebody running independent.
I want to vote for him still.
What you said? I honestly feel that when it comes to like the different ethnicities, everybody need to have their own independent political party. Like, why the fuck we just got two people, two organizations? Because I'm conservative on some shit, I'm liberal on some other shit. Like, like I need that fine medium where crime, if you do the crime, and you know, people who do, you know, crimes against women and children, shoot them out of a fucking cannon. I'm conservative, I agree, death penalty for that kind of offense. But somebody going to jail for some weed or a little coke, like, okay, it's a little coke. They hurting themselves. They ain't hurting the general public with that. It's just, for me, it's just like, honestly, it need to be a political party for different ethnicities, because I look at it like this. That person who grew up in Washington, upper class, they can't relate to me coming from Memphis and growing up. So that's just my opinion. I really don't like it, but it is what it is at this point.
Yeah, I agree. I think, but Trump is definitely is not the answer. He's not for us. He's not for Medicare or any of that, or I would say for our Social Security. He's against all of that. we definitely have a choice. We definitely have to vote, and then whether it's for Biden or whether for us an independent, but we definitely need to get out there and do something, not just sit by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely.
We both. I'll let you speak for yourself. Mm-hmm.
I want Miss Youngblood to go first this time.
I only had nothing on this one. I did read some information about her earlier today, and I really just read the comments that people were talking about her because everybody was, you know, either one side or the other. Yay, a black woman. And then it was like, but not this black woman, maybe a different one. You know, and they were saying that there were some things in her past that, you know, kind of overshadow her being, you know, a black woman running mate, you know what I'm saying? And then they were talking about, you know, how her husband's white and you can't be black if you sleep white and all these things. I don't necessarily believe that, but I do believe that there's a kind of like a bended bar when you are black and you do have a white partner. So you're not as invested in the black culture and the things that we go through and all of that because you're constantly hearing your partner, you know what I'm saying? When you're married, you know, you have that give and take where I give you information, you give me information, you know what I'm saying? Now it's kind of churning in our heads type of thing. And that's the same thing with, you know, interracial couples and particularly this woman, you know what I'm saying? If she's not really for us and hasn't been for us, her husband's not going to help her be more for us if she wasn't to begin with. And
I read some of the same stuff you read, Miss Youngblood. You know, some people were like, even Queen Latifah, she posted on her page, yay. I've seen a lot of celebrities. They were all for Camilla. I think that's her name, Camilla Harris. Mm-hmm. And then there are people like us who was like, nah, her track record's not good. Why her? Somebody even said that I feel like it's an episode of Scandal when they, with Joe Biden and Camilla Harris. They was like, this, it feels like I'm looking at Scandal in real life. I've even heard that. So I was like, wow. I really don't know about Camilla Harris, other than her parents, Indian and black. I think that's what it was.
It's amazing.
And I really don't know about her. Yeah. I'm not, I can't say who I'm not for and who I am for because I think my husband said this, I'm not sure. At least we know Trump's intentions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's that. And then there's Joe Biden. And then I think it was, if I'm correct, I saw Joe Biden was about to do like a little press conference and he went blank. He forgot what he was supposed to say. So maybe he's in the early stages of Alzheimer's. So how am I supposed to trust a president that can't remember he the president?
Well, Trump's stuck on fucking stupid. So
it's a lose-lose. Like he said, you know, you don't know. I see come November, what, 3rd, 4th? I don't know.
I'm over here I'm ready to vote against Trump. That's all pretty much I'm ready to do, vote that's against definite. Trump. Because you really got no other option.
Yeah, and that's not really an effective way to vote because, again, you're just voting against the opposition. But is that person you voting for ain't going to really do shit for you? Because my thing is this. I seen another video, too, where they were asking her a question. The interview lady was asking Camilla a simple question. How do you feel about reparations? Now, that is a complex discussion, but it's a simple question. Like, you know, how do you feel about it? She went on this long jargon about, well, we've been enslaved for 200 years and blase, blase. And pretty much she came to the conclusion, I'm not going to do nothing for just black people and nobody else. No. And I'm like, okay, so I understand the whole concept of reparation because people feel like it's just a simple, oh, they finna cut us all a check for being black. But just the fact that you don't have no idea or even a concept of how to make things better for the community. And when I say reparations, I ain't just talking about money, but mental health, where people can go to therapy and get some counseling or just the shit that we grew up, because we all grew up different ways and they've seen probably different things or experienced different things that probably has caused some level of trauma. To fucking fix the housing epidemic. It's more people living in fucking apartments than owning homes. That's one thing, because for one, the housing market costs too fucking much. And then the requirements, most of us ain't in college or went to school, so our credit probably shot because we owe student loans. Like, have more of an idea of reparations or doing something. Because my thing is this, if you can give me 200 points on my credit and get this fucking Sally Mae off my back, I'm cool. You don't have to do shit else for me. If you can do them two things, you square in my book. But the fact that she doesn't have any kind of concept and it's just a flat foot no, like, why would I vote for you if you ain't gonna do shit for me? And at this point, that's what we should really be on, because during this whole pandemic, it's the working class that suffered. Everybody that's rich and well off, they ain't suffering from this shit. These motherfuckers can go right now and go out of the country and have a family vacation and social distance. Us, we've been planning for the last 2 years trying to get a fucking cruise and all that shit that fell apart. I'm just being real. Like, at this point, the people, the working class need to stand up and say, man, no, I can't vote for Trump, but it's like you said, it's a lose-lose. It's a shitty hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't have actual good candidates to vote for this time around. We really don't have it. It's like you got the worst possible person, then the unknown, which is probably not good for us, but that's the only hand you got. So you got shitty or not. Maybe. We got to find out.
Yeah, I got a maybe. Yeah.
You got a maybe. Maybe you're bad. Maybe you're good. We know the president is almost senile. Not the president, but Biden is almost senile. So whoever his running mate is, his vice president, that person is going to hold the power. Not him. We already know this. So we don't have, like we all said, we don't really got a good hand, but we got to vote. We have to stand up and vote, because if we don't vote, guaranteed Trump will stay. He's doing everything in his power right now to make sure that he stays.
Yeah, with the post office and stuff.
Yeah, I'm just saying, he just blatantly on some bullshit talking about, he just pretty much telling him, you don't vote for me, you ain't vote for nobody. I'm like, God damn. Like, ain't this shit
He speaks so highly about voter fraud and things of that nature.
Ain't just blatant voter suppression, because the fact that you trying to say, fuck your vote and fuck how you feel, take your ass to a poll. The fact that he trying to pull the post office as an option, which, I'm being honest, that's a great fucking option, especially for the elderly. Now, people in our age group, and you know, a little younger, or you know, that can vote, we gonna probably put our mask on, you know, cover up, make sure we ain't by a whole lot of people, and stand in the fucking line and just do it and get it done with. But my mom, my, you know, people who got health issues and older, yeah, the post office is a great fucking way to get their vote in.
Honestly, I slightly feel the reason why he's saying to pull the post office out is because anybody that's really backing Trump, like really supporting backing Trump, they do as he says. So if he says, hey, I know it's a pandemic, most people are not getting out, but I need all my people to get out and vote for me. Most people who going to go out and vote are his people. Mm-hmm. And everybody else is gonna stay inside because they know common sense. We don't want to get sick. Mm-hmm. So removing the options where a lot of people who would not have the time, everyone has time now. So you can hear from everybody at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't give you the option to vote the way you want to, because now everybody can sit in the house together and we can have a big group of people together and be like, you know what? Y'all, we can ask questions. You voting? Who you voting for? You voting for Trump?
He trying to take away the fact that more people will be able to vote this year than probably in several presidential elections before because of the pandemic. And he doesn't want to lose. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it sucks.
I really feel like even then they should also have another contingency plan. Like, do a encrypted, high secure website where people can vote. Cause shit, like you said, if everybody is stuck at home and you want to take away the post offices, do an internet, do a viral, you know, website database where you can do votes through the computer, but you know that's
that won't be
vulnerable
safe.
To be hacked, but
that won't be that safe, because there's countless people who, if the moment you know it's going through the web, they can adjust.
Change votes.
They can change the votes, and it'd be like 99-1.
Yeah,
and you will see it obvious 99-1,
and like, they'll still accept it.
And it's still accepted. Mm-hmm. So no, we couldn't do it that way. But Also, I think Trump is trying to keep social pressure. When you're around your peers, there's so many people that voted for Trump and they refuse to tell people that they voted for Trump after he was elected and after he started to like say what he was gonna do and they didn't agree. Then he was like, nah, I'm not gonna tell somebody I voted for Trump. But now if you can sit in your home and vote, you can vote around each other. Husband and wives and friends can come together before going to vote and they can discuss it. So you can influence your neighbor on the option to vote by sitting down having a discussion and y'all all vote collectively together. And if you have to be at the poll, everyone still gets that independent, you know, I'm in this booth by myself. Nobody else can influence me. I know I want to vote for Trump for my reasons, so I'm going to vote it. That social pressure does affect some people. Some people would not have voted for Trump if they were sitting in the room with some of their friends that were like, nah, I'm not going to vote for him. They're like, yeah, I'm not going to vote for him. Go vote Trump. So, I mean, we just know we can't vote for him at this point. I've heard prior to his first him being elected, they said, I heard a black man say this, and it was amazing to hear it, but he said, we needed somebody like Trump in the office only because we kept getting presidents that were similar to each other, which was not doing anything for anybody. It was the same old, same old. So having Trump come in distorted everything. Now we have the opportunity to do much better after him. But we needed something so radical to make us wake up and realize we need some change for real.
Yeah, facts.
I agree with that. Yeah.
I've been saying, he gotta give him his credit. He the one president that and showed that he don't give a fuck about us and pretty much the rest of the government, because I got to at least give him his credit on that. He at least showed us that he don't give a fuck and nobody else give a fuck about us. So at least that at least put fire under us to get some shit done. But
yeah, he definitely showed up about that white privilege. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to go back to what you were saying about how we can't just vote for someone else just to get Trump out of the office, I'm going to be honest with you. This Camilla woman, she sounds like an All Lives Matter type of woman, but I'd rather have All Lives Matter than babies and kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, we still have situations that have not been dealt with under this man. Like, he is putting, you know what I'm saying, families in jail, you know what I'm saying, just because they're Mexican or Hispanic or whatever, you know what I'm saying, the case, because he wants to, basically. We still have, you know, Flint, Michigan that still doesn't have clean water. But then we have, you know, all of this other stuff where he's going against TikTok and TikTok needs to be banned. Like, what about these people who don't have nothing to drink?
Yeah, and that was the dumbest shit in the world, to ban TikTok because China owned it. I'm like, bro, nobody give a fuck about that. People who got real bills to pay don't give a fuck about TikTok. We think about the time that we losing, and that's the real TikTok.
WeChat is similar. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I just, that's why I said he definitely needs to be out of office, because it's just no good. Like, I can't see another 4 years of him, because I'm telling you, if he's another 4 years, for people who ain't anime watchers or anime, you know, if you go look up this called Fist of the North Star, the reason why I reference this is because this is a post-apocalyptic world that people killing each other over flower seeds. And this is how America could be if he in office for another 4 years. Just think about it. It become the Walking Dead times a thousand, where you killing and fighting over just the basic necessities. And as I said, if he was in office for another 4 years, I can imagine that shit happening.
I just, because it's, I don't know if y'all gonna talk about this or not, but I just think that's a really good point that you just made, because a lot of Black people have that same mentality of the competitiveness and the killing each other, because, you know what I'm saying, we were
programmed.
There you go, because I didn't want to say bred. Bred sound like, you know, an animal, but definitely but
they did bred us.
They did breed us.
Basically. But yeah, we were, you know, program to think that, you know, we can only get a little bit, so we got to fight for every little bit that we have. And we don't have to accept this woman. Like, we can get some other woman in her place. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't obviously make Biden change her. You know what I'm saying? But we got to do something.
Yeah, I feel like I felt like the lady, the AOC, the little Spanish lady. I can't think of her. I
know AOC. Cortez.
Yeah, her, Elizabeth Warren, and even Keisha Lance Bonds. I think them the three. I would have been like, if he would have chose from that pot, I would have been like straight. Maybe AOC and Elizabeth Warren, because I know the Keisha lady. She's the mayor of Atlanta, but it's just we don't know enough about them. But what we've seen, you know, they sound like they got integrity, but when you got a track record of you done threw your own under the bus and you throw, and it's one thing to give a person 6 months, a year in jail, but when you give a person 10, 15, 20 years for minor offense, like, I ain't saying murder, because you kill somebody, your ass need to go. But if you got caught with a little bit of weed, or you was with somebody, or some shit just kind of popped off and you was there, I don't think that should take your whole fucking life. You know, you your whole life is the punishment. And it's like, right, he done shit there. You know, like I say, it's some people who got family members who've been in jail since 90, you know, the mid, late 90s, early 2000s, they're still in jail, that ain't never coming home. And if she was a direct, you know, person that affected that, it's like, you know, It leaves a sour taste in your mouth. And it's just, like I said, it's just knowing that and then just, you know, hearing her talking interviews, it's like, I know it's a black woman and I salute the fact a black woman, but it's just like, we could have chose another sister. Because I look at it like this, everybody that's brown, everybody that's your skin folks ain't your kin folks. Everybody who got the same skin color ain't rocking with you.
Right, and I feel like they chose her on purpose, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's Trump or this black woman, but she's not really a black woman for real, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, you know, in the white community, in order for you to climb up the ladder, like, you got to kind of, like, disown your own to be able to show them that you with them, and I feel like that's what she did, you know what I'm saying? She made sure she put us away, yeah.
You got to become a mint. And I don't use this as a derogatory term, but I say mint because you got to think about you chocolate on the outside, but you minty as a motherfucker on the inside, and I'm gonna be honest, worst thing I hate is getting a chocolate ball thing and it's a chocolate whopper and it's a fucking mint. That's the worst feeling in the world. I don't know.
That's
like
the
that.
Worst feeling in the world. The worst feeling.
Yeah, girl, you anticipated to be chocolate. Like, it's fucking mint.
It ain't nothing worse than that. Okay.
That's okay. In my book, that's like one of them, like, like, this shit just get on my nerves. Yeah. All right. Well, let's move.
I think they're gonna have something where, no matter what you are, I think somebody's going to find something that they're not going to like about you.
Yeah.
But the overall picture, that's something that I guess be found out later. So.
Yeah. Yeah, because like I said, at this point, shit, we got to get Trump out of office, but we just, you know, it's one of them things is like you think it's like the little meme, the villain versus the real villain. Now, we know Trump is a villain, but we just got to pray to God that we ain't voting in the real villain.
Right.
So it's like that. It's like.
I mean, but how much worse can you get than putting babies in a cage, though? Like.
Well, shit. Yeah, it can get a lot worse, but that's pretty fucking bad, though. I ain't going to just, you know.
Do away with Social Security, food stamps, all of that.
You know, like, yeah, like, now Trump just showed his naked ass. Now, I ain't going to say he ain't. Like, yeah. He showed his naked ass for real.
Take away Social Security and food stamps. Them rich folks better have some security because I'm coming for their houses. I ain't gonna lie to you. You take away food stamps, Social Security, like we supposed to get Social Security. No, they better have a good security system because we finna round up and we finna take these rich folks.
But that's why I said I think he working his ass off trying to get this money to people because it's really just gonna start putting us in the half and half not category where it ain't gonna be about race no more or ethnicity. It's about, okay, you make $30,000, I make $30,000. That motherfucker over there worth a $30 billion. Let's go get his ass. Because that's the last thing that they want people to team up and really to, like I said, the working class to come together. Fuck all that. If you black and I'm white, you Mexican or whatever. But if we all in the same pot financially and we the ones suffering and they sitting good and eating high off the hog, then it's time to go get their ass. But see, you know, we ain't gonna never get nobody who can rally that many people up, because the government gonna go on and kill them. Let's just keep that 100, because I might just get sniped after this goddamn episode.
You and me both.
BJ.
I don't know if BJ gonna help this time. His name fucking shot me, Abby. All right, well, let's segue into the bullshit topics. Now, got some ladies, and again,
wait, my husband hasn't seen this for the okay. My husband hasn't seen this video.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm gonna let y'all talk. I'm gonna mute this and I'm gonna show him the video, and then we'll come back into it.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, why are they taking a moment to watch the video? Jazz, I gotta ask you.
Uh-oh.
This song, I'm being honest, the fact that people went off the deep end about this song, it still blows my mind. But again, as a man, I can't really talk about it without having a woman's opinion on it. But how do you feel about WAP?
Okay. I don't feel no negative emotions about the video. How about that? Give you a straightforward answer, no negative emotions, no negative feelings.
Nope, none.
That's
okay.
Right, sis.
Okay, so y'all have no type of... Okay, so y'all don't feel no kind of way about it?
No.
Okay.
I don't feel like... I've heard it from all sides. I've heard somebody even went as far as to say WAP means worship and praise. So
we're gonna get into that too, because that shit is hilarious and I heard that.
They're trying to get rid of the whole what the term actually means, just so you know people get turned away from. But honestly, my favorite part was the beginning, the statues. That's my favorite part. I love the statues. I want a statue. That's my favorite part.
Okay. Well, I gotta ask, because I've seen women I know and people online post about it. When it comes to the song WAP, and do you take that song as a concept of female empowerment, or is it just a fucking song to dance to, or do you even say that this is just some hoe shit, some hoe shit? What's y'all opinion on that?
Okay, so I feel like every woman is different, and there's no right way to be a woman. I feel like mankind, men in general, coined this term hoe and whore and slut and all those things to try to make women feel like we can't own our own sexuality. Why I get 17 girlfriends and we can't sleep with two dudes?
I'm just saying that. I'm not, now, and that's the double standard. But again, I ain't saying it's hoe, but I've heard other women say that there's some hoe shit, and other women that said it's empowering. So I'm asking y'all, as women, does that song do that for y'all? Is it empowering, or is it just a fucking song? Because in my opinion, as a man, wet ass pussy is one thing that every man want and every woman want to have. I ain't met not nail woman or no man that say, I want some dry pussy, I want some sandpaper pussy, I just want some tough diamond hard pussy. I ain't never heard no man say that. I ain't never heard no woman say, oh, you want this dry ass pussy done? No. I ain't never heard it. So for me, it's like, it's just a fucking song, y'all. Like, it's a song for women to talk they shit. Let's be honest, men talk they shit. I ain't but heard about, you know, Megan saying if he eat my ass, he a bottom feeder. Okay, it's some bottom feed eating ass niggas out here. But like, as a man, it's just a good, it's a song for women to talk they shit to and to turn up. And then another thing, I just got to say this to, not to y'all, because I know y'all probably raise y'all children different, but to men and women who feel like, oh, this song is impressionable to you, little girls and, you know, young women, you shouldn't be playing this. My thing is this, if you are a parent and Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, any motherfucking other person in the world got more influence over your child than you, you failed as a fucking parent.
Exactly.
Because nobody can dictate or make your child think something. You with your kid every day. Megan Thee Stallion come on TV, she shouldn't have that much influence over your daughter, mm-hmm, or your son. It shouldn't be. And the fact that people trying to push this in the category, well, they shouldn't be putting it. I'm like, bruh, It's been plenty of music that's way more explicit than this shit than we didn't listen to and heard. And if you grew up in the South, we didn't all hear some down home blues that our granddaddy and grandma and them played. Mm-hmm. Clarence Carter. If it's too tight, you can stick it up my I be stroking. My grandma popped the shit out of me because I was singing that because my granddaddy was playing. But the fact that people like, oh, you know, this song is just too, it was too much. I'm like, bruh, like, let's be honest. We all adults. This is an adult song. Like, I don't expect no sixth grade class to be singing it. And if they is, we need to talk to the motherfucking teachers and whoop the parents' ass, whoever letting these kids hear.
Thank you.
It's just people blowing this shit up. And then, like, for me, I don't consider it a whole song because there's plenty of women that, you know, who well-dressed and, you know, don't wear none skimpy that have whole-like characters and, you know, a characteristic in the character of a whole. But for me, it ain't that deep. It's just a fucking song.
Thank you.
In my opinion.
The only part of the song that I didn't like was the one lyrical line where she was like, I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you how I got this ring. I feel like that kind of puts, you know, an impression into people's heads that, you know what I'm saying, as long as you got some wop, you know what I'm saying, you can still get a ring, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's, you know, a ring shouldn't be everybody's goal, you know what I'm saying? No offense, you know. Yeah.
I get that, but I think that was just her talking her shit, just her personal.
I think that was specifically for the song.
Yeah, because like, at the end of the day, we don't know what she doing behind closed doors. She might be up there cooking enchiladas and some more shit.
And she is, because she be on Instagram throwing down, so I know she cooking.
Yeah, it's just like I said, I just think it's a shit. I think some women who might be insecure that they ain't got a man, and they got all these accolades, and ain't nothing wrong. This ain't no shout, no jab at women that's, you know, college educated, driven, got their own business. That's sexy as fuck. But at the same time, you know, it's just a fucking song. Like, you shouldn't weigh yourself on the scale of WAP. You know, like I said, she just said some shit. And then let's be honest, we don't know what she had to go through at home either. So just like I'm saying, we don't know if she cook or clean shit. We don't know what she fucking had to go through. But the fact that I've been seeing people on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everybody arguing about this, she's like, bro, it's a fucking song, bro. At the end of the day, it's just some shit you turn up to. And again, it's for women. It's for grown folks. Like, this is some shit you hear your wife playing if she at the house by herself dancing or feeling sexy. Or if she give you a fucking strip to you, like what the fuck is y'all, you know, like, oh, this little girl shouldn't be seeing this. This is affecting the youth. Yes, and the fact that one politician talking about, I actually listened to the song. I'm like, my dog, you didn't see the image. You didn't see two women half naked with their tongues out. So you thought that the WAP stand for worship and praise, my nigga? Come on, make it make sense. Because you're talking about this song is degrading. Like, bruh, come on, bruh. It's a lot more other degrading shit in the world. And again, everybody want that. Bruh, listen. Dude. Ain't no woman. Mm-hmm. I'ma tell you this. My mama can listen to this and my mama be like, he telling the truth. No woman in life has ever said that they want a dry ass pussy. Ain't no one, every woman in the world want the WAP. And at this point, it's a fucking song. People are looking too deep into it. Yeah, that's just my two cents. Fucking, I'm
done. Nah, don't say nothing because I be throwing my Desiree at you.
That's what I mean.
No, for real. No, for real. But okay, Augustus. Oh my gosh. Look, for you saying all of that, these folk can write a petition to a part in a video. But I don't see nobody petitioning politics. Like, they put so much effort towards the wrong things. They got a petition on the video for Kylie Jenner to be taken out. There is a real petition for that. See? But we was just talking about politics and how don't nobody really go out and put the effort into it. But you can put effort towards that, getting in line and get them J's, getting Kylie Jenner out of a video.
Again, that's why it's a part of the bullshit topics of the week. But again, I can understand people argument in that shit because like I said, and again, it ain't my video. I ain't paying not one dime for the motherfucker, but I can understand people's concept of why you got this white woman that's not natural. Her body ain't natural. She got more FaceTime than any other young women that was in the video. Like, you got that one young lady, Noyami, or Noam.
No, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
She dancing, splitting, twerking. She full on giving you a full on performance, but she only getting maybe a few seconds of a snippet. And you got other female artists.
You was in it?
No, I just want to answer this question. I was gonna wait till you was done. I just want to let you know I had an answer.
Okay, okay, okay. I see you. I got you. But I, like I said, I understand people's whole concept of wanting her out the video. I ain't saying her being out the video gonna solve the problem, because it's a way bigger issue than just that. But I just didn't understand it. It wasn't nothing. She didn't add nothing to the video, and honestly, she don't take away from it. But I just didn't understand. I understand what people kind of saying about it, but me personally, I wasn't finna sign that petition, because this shit didn't matter. It don't matter at the end of the day. It's just, you know, it is what it is. They chose to have her in the video. Now, do I feel like she should have got the long ass extended time that she got? No, like, she should at least got maybe 5 seconds just to show her face. But the whole walking down and then going into the room, I felt like they could have gave some of them other women some more screen time, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if it's about female empowerment and all that kind of dumb shit, but they should have just gave more. They could have gave more times to the other young women. Now, I'm just saying, because other people supposedly saying that this song is female empowerment. That's the only reason why I threw that jail. But go on and say what you got to say, Ms. Youngblood. I know you're
ready. I'm going after you.
Yeah, she just read it.
I'm going after you, Ms. Youngblood. Come on.
I'm about to light his ass up.
Hey, can I say one thing to the guy? I just think it was just a very explicit song that was like, it's entertaining. I was confused when I watched it for the first time, because my wife showed me the video, and our daughter was sitting on my lap, and I had the headphones in listening to it, and had the phone over here like this, so she couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it was like, okay, this is just very explicit. It's Cardi B, so I'm like, oh shit, and that's what I expect now. And it's cool. I seen a lot of ass and titties. And I like
what you said, Evan. It's the fact that you shielded your child from seeing this, so you were being what, a parent, right?
Yeah. So we making sure the child, because, you know, we shouldn't have like a sixth grade class project and the whole class is doing the WAP song. That's fucked up at that point. It's really fucked up. It's every parent failed at that point. But the tip drill video and stuff like that back in the day.
That was my joint.
I know I stayed up to 3 o'clock to watch.
Yeah, 3 o'clock in the morning to watch it. We were young.
At the time, Tip Drill was an Academy Award winning music video. Like, the level of ratchet shit in that video, like, we still ain't even got no uncut videos that fucking crunk. So the fact that folks like, oh, this WAP song is just too much, it's too overly sexual. Have you not seen Tip Drill? Have you not seen the song, I Ain't Got No Panties On? You ain't never heard that shit on uncut? Like, come on now. Like,
wait, what about Trina? Trina was explicit.
Yeah.
I had Evan listen to the song Look Back At It. And he was like, what? And what was this? That song came out in the early 2000s?
Yeah,
look back at it.
Yeah, we all grew up in Memphis. You know, Gangsta Boy.
9, 10 years old.
The chat, like, all that shit was explicit. Like, that shit ain't nothing new.
I think they just got a lot to say about the song, because it's extremely explicit, and it's from the female perspective, less of, like, from the males. Because from the male perspective, it's usually the guys are using the women as objects in the videos. And they're talking about getting money, but using the woman as an object. In this case, this one is just very explicit on the woman showing, like, this is who I am, this is my sexy, and this is what I use it for. And I guess some people, no offense, women talk more about women than men talk about women. So I feel like just a lot of jealous women out there just talking bad about the video simply because of the fact they got the ones that's like, I got the WAP, so I agree. I like this song. And then he got the other women be like, my pussy dry and sandpaper. I don't like this song. Y'all are degrading. This is bad. I feel like that's what's happening right there. Because the men, we just look at the video like.
I'm going to tell you titties. What that video did for me.
Titties.
It made me want to lose weight and get the same outfit so I could dance in front of Evan. That's what that video did for me. I like the video.
We're going to have a walk part two.
Well, come on, Miss Youngblood. I know you like you ready to just
chop it up a bit.
I want to be invited back, saying, oh, you know what I'm saying?
Do it.
I do like how you was like, you know, female empowerment and all that bullshit. Like, female empowerment is important. Like, that's some good shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the reason why we're not sitting here like our grandparents, you know what I'm saying, staying in relationships that aren't good for us because of female empowerment. You know what I'm saying? So that bullshit is some bullshit we need. But all I was going to say was, from a business standpoint, you know what I'm saying, as a business owner, you know what I'm saying, if I could have Kylie Jenner stand in front of my freaking house, my website, hold up a sign with, you know what I'm saying, anything, because she has millions of followers and she has proven her followers are buyers, period, point blank. So all that time that Cardi spent, you know what I'm saying, with the camera on her, that was for a reason, period. That's all that was, marketing.
Hey, again, like I said, it ain't no skin off my back. Like I said, I understand shit. You want people to, man, well, watch the video, because I ain't gonna lie, I watched the video twice. And then the next day, that motherfucker was at 40 million. Like, I watched it when it first came out. And shit, the next day, it was almost at 40 million views. So, clearly, you know, people went like, okay, let's click and watch this video. But I just thought that was just, for me, it was just the argument of, I ain't gonna say it ain't female empowerment. I guess you could take it because, you know, you saying how, you know, your sexual expression or whatever. But for me, it didn't go that deep. It was like, it's a cool little song. It's catchy. And, you know, I know women gonna vibe out to it. Because the concept ain't no different than what the City Girls did with the Pussy Talk song. And they literally telling you, this pussy talk, if you got money. If you ain't got money, this pussy quiet. So, and I'm like, shit bumping. Like, okay, then shit. I can't talk to the City Girls then, I guess. So, shit. But it's like, for me, it was like, yeah, like, and the fact I'm seeing people argue about this shit, it's like, bruh, it's not that deep. Like, you just don't let you be a parent. That's my thing, is like, your kids shouldn't have that much access to shit anyhow.
Thank you. But they can get access to stuff, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, my oldest, Jasmine, how old is your oldest?
10.
My oldest is 10, our oldest is 10 as well. They can get to stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't take, like, I'm telling you, we have passwords on everything. We have parental locks on everything. I don't care what it is. They don't have TikTok, none of that stuff. My 10-year-old can still get on Google and get on TikTok and see all the same stuff I can see if I was to download TikTok. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't monitor everything. Then their little friends got phones and their parents, you know what I'm saying, might leave them unlocked or whatever. They let them have unlimited internet. So now they watching stuff on their friend's phone, you know what I'm saying, and coming back and seeing all of this stuff and being able to say all of this stuff. My 10-year-old introduced me to songs that I didn't know anything about. Yeah, and then I had to listen to him like, what is that?
But then it's your job, like you said, parents, sit down, talk to them, and explain to them that you don't need to be listening to that because this is mature. And I'm just saying, but you do your part, because like you said, at the end of the day, you can't keep them in a bubble. And then it ain't no good to keep them in a bubble anyway, because shit, when it's time to know about shit, you don't want them getting turned out to shit. So,
me and Evan, I'm more of the bubble parent. I don't want you in the world. But our 10-year-old, last year he was 9, we let him go to a friend house from school for a few days in the summer. My first time ever. And I was terrified. I was like, oh my God, what is going to happen to him? But he went, came back, he had fun. He was like, I want to go again. The second time he went, he was running through the neighborhood how we used to run the neighborhood. Sun up, sun down, everybody house, round the corner, Candyman, whatever. It doesn't matter. He came and told me in the car. We were in the car. He said, Mama, they were stealing people's cigarettes and smoking them. And I was like, did you smoke any cigarettes? He was like, no, Mom, I did not do that. I was like, God, this girl doing something right. So to know that we can leave him alone with other people and he have a mind of his own. Like, I'm not doing that. That's stupid. I don't want to do that. That's not cool. He even told me, he told us, I don't want to go back. And I wanted to know why. Like, why you don't want to go back? And he said, because there was an older boy there, but he was real big. He was like, Mom, he would hold me down and fight me and stuff. I don't want to go back to that type of stuff. I said, baby, you don't have to. You can stay here with Mommy.
She was so happy.
I would have been happy too. You ain't never got to go back.
So, I feel like Jam was ready to go get that pistol when she heard, like, he held you down.
I was.
Right back.
But to know that we are actually instilling in our children good morals and to have a mind for yourself. And there are things we would let our 10-year-old watch that we won't let our 8- and 6-year-old watch, because things of this world don't sink into him. But our 8- and 6-year-old, they can see something and they absorb it. And we're like, you can't watch stuff like this.
Right.
14. Until you different get old, have understanding. So when that whole parenting thing, that means a lot. Because I have TikTok on my phone. I only got it because of my sister and my daughter. And when she gets on it, she watches certain things and I'm like, what you watch? And then she'll show me. It's never anything explicit. It's most of the time some little cute boy with his shirt off dancing. So good. You like boys. Great. And he laughing. And then my 6-year-old boy, we don't really let him into anything because he absorbs like the whole world. The grass, the booties, the titties. He see booty and titties, he immediately laughing. There are certain things the 6-year-old just can't do. Mm-hmm. Our 10-year-old, we don't let this boy sing Bad Boys. We don't let him see a lot of movies that a lot of parents probably won't let their 10-year-old see, but it doesn't mess with his mind. He'll come talk to us about it.
He sees TV and
Knows it's fake.
He knows it's fake. He understands that this is just entertaining and this is not real. And if he thinks it's real, he's gonna come and ask us, is this real? Do they do this really in life? And we tell him, no, that was just a video. And we're like, oh, okay, whatever. And keep on going. Whereas the younger ones, they start to believe this is really life. Mm. So they keep seeing so many of the same things, especially stuff like TikTok or the social media ones where you see actual just real people. It's like a person and you keep watching that same person do different things. And then you see other people doing the exact same things. They take that and say, oh, we can do this in real life. This is something that a bunch of people are doing. So we try to limit based off their understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And if they...
And their personality.
Their personality. And if they do it too much, if they watch one thing too much, then we're like, nah, you got to stop.
Our 10-year-old hates to see kissing. So him seeing the WAP video, he going to walk away.
Oh, yeah. He hates when his mama shakes her booty.
I be dancing. Mama, stop. It's nasty.
He don't stop. Stop that. Stop that, Mama. Stop that. Ugh,
and it should be normal for him being a little kid. But like I said, congratulations to all y'all. Y'all are being real parents and what y'all doing the fuck y'all supposed to do.
Thank you.
But my verdict is WAP is just a fucking song. Everybody needs to chill the fuck out. If you feel like it's female empowerment, cool for you.
Mm-hmm.
And stop putting all the extra shit into it. It's just a fucking song. Because at the end of the day, what's up?
Miss Youngblood, what was your favorite outfit in the video?
Oh, listen, the one Kylie had on. Listen.
For real?
I love that one. That little animal print. Yes. I didn't pay attention too much of the other ones. I saw hers and I was like, y'all, love it. Absolutely.
I want the one Cardi had on with the nipples.
They should have got
real. I got to go back and watch it. I only saw the one time and like I saw hers and I was like, yep, that's what I want.
They should have got Rihanna in their junk too, though. That would have been crazy.
She's
creative with her outfit.
Rihanna got the whole fucking stable. She just bring the whole factory. Y'all just choose what y'all want. This write that shit off in her tax return. She gonna be good.
Yeah, because her lingerie be real nice.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, she got some cold shit now. I ain't gonna lie.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, speaking of Fenty, baby, you should buy me some.
Go to what's that place? Adore Me. Go to Adore Me. Yes, Adore that's a little subscription one.
Mm-hmm. They're good too.
Okay, as a man, the reason why I say it looks good, but I don't want to buy it, because I'm gonna do is rip that shit off in the first place. Like, I'm spending $100.
You're not gonna rip that. This ain't no $20 Walmart. You know what I'm saying? Outfit, no, you nerds. You better take your
I'm muting my wife. I'm muting my wife. Is
everybody gonna be there?
Hell no. Nah. Ain't no. At the end of the day, in a man's mind, in a man's eye, that shit look good. Now take that shit off.
Well, let me take it off. Don't rip it.
Right. You know how hard it is getting some of those outfits?
Any other time.
What?
Huh?
Baby, they got full panty sexy stuff. I don't like thongs.
I don't like thongs either. It always puts something crawl. Never mind. Listen.
They got the full panty sexy stuff.
Boy shorts are sexy. It's supposed with the little lace, and you know, say it cut the booty thank just you. Right. Listen, yes.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just for us. It's just simple. We just got to show up with a hard dick and just put in work and just. That's just how. It's just funny to be in a man. You just got to show up. Just got
right. We got to make sure our hair is good. You know what I'm saying. Legs shaved, underarms, all that stuff.
You just got to show up clean with a hard dick and ready to put in some work. That's pretty much it for me. And that's like just, no, you ain't got to do all that shit. I say it come clean.
I mean, a couple push-ups wouldn't hurt either, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, get a little pump before, you know what I'm saying? We pump, you know what I mean? Like,
first of all,
I like it.
First of all, why I got to do so much upper body work right now? I'm using my hips and lower back. That's what I call my main muscles. Like, why am I doing like, I'm curling that pussy in a second, baby. You got to get this pump.
Shoulder can be burning while you're doing it. You're shaking.
No shaking.
It's like
a
warm-up. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Well.
Yes, we talked. Extra video, we will have these type of conversations.
That's definitely got to get everybody on here. Shoot, we got to get Tyler and Whitney and everybody on here. I got to get Brina on here. I'm like, baby, you got to do a show. I can't look like the only single. I'm lonely in these.
I'm going to make a parody to WAP. I'm going to call it Tap.
What Tap?
Tired ass pussy.
For that woman who can't keep his hands off of.
I was like, wait, what's the scene?
Yeah, that's cool. I can't wait to that video come out. That
is I'm good. Not gonna make no parody.
Do that's it. A good one. She gonna be like, but that's for the woman who your husband can't keep his hands off of. She like,
no. We put on
your this nigga's like trying to kill me. Oh yeah, if y'all get a chance, listen to Clyde. Clyde got a male version to WAP too. He killed that shit. I like that.
For real?
Freestyle. Hell yeah, he did it. That's what I said in my head. I said, bro, if you're gonna have a man on there to rap that shit, you gotta have Plies. Cause Plies the only person that say pussy so funny to me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, that's why I said Plies, he killed that remix though. I was like, he killed his little version of it. I was like, hell yeah, they could get him on an official remix, that'd be cool.
I agree.
Well,
about the video, yeah,
yeah,
I'll look for it.
That shit's crazy. Well, we didn't get to the end of the show, so we finna get into the recommendations. Well, I'm gonna let y'all go first because I always tend to go to first with the recommendations. So we're gonna let the guests, Miss Youngblood, Mr. Youngblood, y'all give some recommendations for the people.
Husband, no, you don't have any recommendations?
Stay safe.
No. Hey, stay corona free. That's a good one.
Recommendations like the next videos or just in life?
No, your recommendation stuff for people to stuff that you like or you think interesting to let people know about.
Mental health for males, black males in particular. I think y'all should know about that. I think that should be something, you know, people should look up on. I mean, I don't know if that's the type of recommendation you're looking for, but
that's black men, black women too. Shit, we ain't gonna just put.
But them- more black women are prone to go to therapy than black men. They've been taught that they can't go to therapy.
Yeah, that's a whole different video. Now that I'm gonna have to bring you back on for that one too, because that's a whole nother one. Mental health is important because as a black man, and I'm also, you know, kind of taking a break from my job for mental health. That shit is important. So, yeah, take care of yourself. Take care of your mental space because you want to fucking live. especially black men, between the police and stress and wives, shit, our life expectancy.
He said, and the wives.
Yeah.
We extend talk about y'all's life.
Let's talk about it.
She is not what Bernie told me. Not what Bernie back told me.
Augustus.
The light red.
Really?
You know how y'all can get. Y'all, but y'all know how y'all can get.
Augustus.
Oh, yeah, get him. Don't like that.
All right.
Don't do how.
Look at his head.
He done with the world. I understand.
She said, I don't want nobody to see that.
We now been like that.
But how old is he?
How old is he?
He's
one.
One.
He'll be two in November.
How old is he?
One. We got four children. Don't charge it to my
head. Even look at him. And laugh. She's like, you don't know how old I am, Mom? That's.
No, he's the fourth one. Come on.
Listen,
guys.
Do not feel bad. Yeah. I thought my two-year-old's daughter's birthday was 10 days later than what it was. And I was like, babe, she going to be two in 10 days. And he was like, no, she going to be two in 3 days. And I was like, oh, oops. My bad.
Sleep mentally, the more children we have, we lose some brain cells.
We do. And our feet get bigger.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They don't. Augustus, why you talking? You think you got it hard now? Wait till she lose some brain cells.
Hey, first of all, Jasmine S. First of all, I never minimize women and y'all being mothers. The most beautiful thing is a fucking mother. So I salute y'all. Y'all, but see, women, y'all got it better than us on any goddamn day. Think about Mother's Day, y'all get all the fucking deals, all the shit, all the glory.
Y'all do too.
No,
and we don't want all that.
We just get socks for Father's Day. You get socks and old
socks and ties
and shit.
Socks and ties,
whole new
socks. Socks.
Whole new
you got socks and ties, bro.
Oh,
his birthday was yesterday. Ask him what he got. Ain't no generalized. You talking about socks and ties? I can't believe you.
He was talking about Father's Day. He wasn't talking about birthday.
I can't even remember Father's Day. I don't even remember Father's Day. Listen, okay.
But you remember what you got for Mother's Day, I bet. See?
This is what I got for Mother's Day.
Hey, it can track your heartbeat. Good. You're welcome.
Okay.
That point. Yeah, but no, I salute all the mothers, black, white, no matter if you're a good mother. I dedicate this episode, you know, I'm talking a lot of shit. I love you, mama. I know she's gonna be listening to it, but yeah, I ain't gonna never minimize a woman. A woman is a powerful thing, shit. I ain't gonna lie, say y'all ain't. Y'all
except for when y'all we take annoying a lot of shit wife.
That you can take.
And that female empowerment bullshit.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Take the good with the bad.
I'm just saying. I ain't never, like I said, the song is a song. I ain't never, for me, I ain't gonna say it's female empowerment, but if it is, cool. Who am I to fucking judge it? But like I said, for me, it's just a song. And it's the song I expect to see women get up and get crunk whenever the world open back up and clubs and parties. People gonna be losing their fucking mind when the song come on.
That was my jam during the pandemic. Now my jam. Look at this shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna never minimize. I salute all the women. I salute all the mothers. Shit, y'all deal with us and y'all deal with the babies. It's a tough job, but y'all get all the glory and the accolades that come with it too.
And the 45 million.
I was finna say, because Savage, I'm gonna get the war accolation. Like,
this is
my great accolation.
Everything you said,
I'm just kidding.
Everything you said, I'm just.
No, I'm just kidding.
All the cool.
I was just kidding. I want that 45 million.
You'll get 20. You'll get 20. All right. Well, Jasmine S, what you got as a recommendation?
For what?
Just recommend anything for people to know.
Oh.
Book, app, food, just a recommendation.
Oh, a recommendation. Michael Todd. Check him out.
Michael Todd.
What is Michael Todd?
Spiritual growth in their life.
What is it?
Michael Todd, he is a preacher, but he's very inspirational for like young adults. I'm going to say between 20 and 35. He's very inspirational, and he brings up topics that our generation before didn't bring up to us. And he's a preacher and he preached on porn. What pastor preached on porn that you know of?
Not none. Not the old Baptist. Not Leviticus Jenkins the third.
Your grandparents, your parents, like a lot of stuff that we need to deal with or need to be taught to us, we found out as we grew. Mm-hmm. Michael Todd preaches on it. He talks on it. He wrote a book on relationships. Check him out. Check him out. He has a book out. I don't know the name of it. I think it's Relationship Goals. But even if you're not a Christian, just the common knowledge that that man speaks, check him out.
Cool.
That's a cool
recommendation. F.
Stay safe. Use common sense. You know, normal things I say, you know, yeah.
Get that walk.
Get that walk. Get that whopper you can. If you get a goddamn whopper, get a bunch of it.
And not a whopper with no men in it though.
Yeah, no men. That's gonna piss you off for real. Just have some mints mixed with some chocolate ball candy or something, and I bet you eating that motherfucker, you're gonna get so upset. And then you're gonna understand how I feel. You know my pain.
I'm with you, Augusta.
It just shocks me.
I don't mind the mint.
You don't mind the mint when you want a mint, but if you want some chocolate, you'd be like, what the fuck is this?
I'd be like, wait a second, this not chocolate? I'm like slow for a moment. I get slow for a moment. This not chocolate? Why don't you give this to me?
Exactly. Well, my recommendations is, again, make sure everybody that's listening, check out the Three Bearded Kings podcast. One of our brothers, Tyler, he's one third of Three Bearded Kings. He went with us today. Make sure y'all check him out. Y'all check out For the Ladies, a female podcast that y'all can listen to. Is Stop the Madness with Callie Rae, so y'all can go check her out. And then if you need some good rap or some listening music, something to get you through the quarantine, check out Conan Hercules, the Black Flower Project. And then also, if you at home and watch Netflix, watch Sam J. She's a female comedian. She's funny as shit. Her special 3 in the morning dropped is really good. She talks about a lot of stuff. She's part of the LGBT community, but her jokes and just her whole experience and just the shit she talked about was hilarious. And then also check out that new Jamie Foxx movie, The Power Project. That's pretty good. So if you're looking for action and, you know, superhero type stuff, that's a good movie to watch. Okay. Also, we got to shout out Black businesses. Shout out everybody. If you're a lady and you need some hair products for your hair, you need some hair crack, y'all make sure y'all check out Miss Jasmine Youngblood and I Am Natural. Y'all go, if your hair dry and dusty and you need your shit looking silky, you need to holler at her. And shout out to the homie Fat Pat here in Nashville. If you want some good ass barbecue and food, y'all need to hit him up. And then also, if you got some shit that need to get put up and put together, holler at Mr. Wanye Smith with Putting It Together Company. So if you need to put some shelves up, because I fucked up my bathroom wall right behind me and he had to come fix it, shout him out if y'all need some stuff put together. But that's pretty much what I got for y'all today. I want to thank everybody for coming just to do the episode. It's much appreciated. And we'll get up with y'all next time. And till then, we out.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.